This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, August 15th. God's word for you today is not you. Our scripture reading is taken from Ephesians 2, verse 10, and it says, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago." What did Jesus finish on the cross when he said, "Tetelestai"? Jesus paid my penalty and canceled my debt. He defeated the fear of death. He broke Satan's power to mess up my life, and he guaranteed my salvation forever. I do not have to keep myself saved. Jesus keeps me saved. If I got saved by keeping the Sabbath and keeping the Ten Commandments, then I would have to keep doing it so that I will remain saved. But if how I got saved is by putting my faith in the finished work of Jesus, then how I remain saved is by keeping my faith in the finished work of Jesus and not in doing A, B, C, D, E. The work is finished. Tetelestai. It is complete. Finished. Imagine someone insisting on adding to the Mona Lisa painting. He demands to get into where it is kept because he wants to touch it up. How will they treat such a person? Do you know Michelangelo's statue of David? Now imagine someone shows up with a chisel and says he wants to adjust this design sculpture. That person would probably be arrested or dismissed as being crazy. Interest, that is, what people do every day with salvation, the finished work, the painting, the Mona Lisa, cannot stand beside the finished work of Jesus on the cross of Calvary. Michelangelo's statue of David cannot stand beside the finished work of Jesus on the cross of Calvary. Yet, every day, believers attempt to add to the finished work. They attempt to put some strokes of paint or take out their chisel to reshape some things. If you cannot add to the Mona Lisa or to the Michelangelo statue of David, you cannot add to the finished work of the cross. It is finished. It is perfect. It is a masterpiece. Tetelestai. It is done. Philippians 1 verse 6 says, "You can be certain of this. God who began his good work within you will continue his work in you until it is finally finished on that day when Jesus Christ comes back again." When you come to Christ, the work began in you. But guess who is responsible to continue that work until it is finished, perfect, and until what is in you is exactly what was achieved on the cross? God, not you. God will make you perfect and present you blameless because it is his job, his responsibility. But will you cooperate with God? Ephesians 2 verse 8 says, "Saving is all his idea and all his work. All we do is trust him enough to let him do it. It's God's gift from start to finish. It was not your idea. You did not even know you needed a savior." Let us pray. Father, I am your masterpiece. Make me perfect and present me blameless. I surrender to you completely from start to finish. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.